Hospital closures in Chester County have created a health care desert, which has led to dangerously long ambulance rides to overcrowded emergency rooms. WHYY's Kenny Cooper rode along with first responders and their patients during lengthy trips to one of the last hospitals standing.
At just 21 years old, Sophie Eberle has more composure than most.
You're all right. I gotcha. We gotcha. There you go.
She's a third-year nursing student at Bloomsburg University and an emergency medical technician at Keystone Valley Fire Department. This is how she spends her winter break from college.
I'm taking care of you, all right?
Okay.
I know it hurts, but you don't have to get yourself into a panic, okay?
The Keystone Valley Fire Department is in Parksburg, a small town of roughly 3,800 people in western Chester County. In an ideal world, Eberle and fellow EMT Bill Dill would take their patient to Brandywine Hospital in Coatesville, which is 15 minutes away. But it's not an ideal world, and they have to drive twice as far. Tower Health closed Brandywine Hospital in January 2022. 1 month after it closed Jennersville Hospital in West Grove. Brandywine was a comprehensive cardiac center, a primary stroke center, and the only behavioral health hospital in the county. Now, it's gone. Joe Miles is the EMS manager for Keystone Valley.
And I don't want to make it political, but unfortunately, I don't think they thought about their patients, you know?
For almost a year, Chester County has been left with just three hospitals, none of which are located in the western or southern portions of the county. The closest hospital is Chester County Hospital in Westchester, but that's a 30-minute ride for the Keystone Valley Fire Department. In 2021, just 33% of Keystone Valley ambulance rides had transport times of more than 30 minutes. Miles says that percentage nearly doubled in 2022.
Heart is muscle, right? So when you're having a heart attack, you need to be at a definitive care within a quick amount of time. If I can get you in the hospital in 15 minutes, it's better than me taking you an hour to get to a hospital. You know what I mean?
On the ambulance, the clock is ticking. After a blistering fast dispatch time and a quick arrival at the scene, the long part of the journey is taking its toll. It's freezing outside and the patient is in pain.
Takes a toll on the patients when they have a longer transport time if they're really sick. You know what I mean? We have to make a skilled decision. Do we sit here and stabilize the patient bedside, or do we package and go?
Roughly 30 minutes after we left the scene, we finally arrive at Chester County Hospital. EMTs Dill and Eberle take their patient into the hospital, but there's another problem.
We're seeing longer wait times at the ERs that we go to because they're taking up more walk-ins themselves, and you know they have more ambulances coming, so we have to wait a little bit longer to get a patient to bed depending on the priority of them.
Ambulance squads across Chester County are facing the same problem. Chaz Brogan is the interim executive director at Good Fellowship Ambulance in Westchester, which is just up the street from Chester County Hospital.
Yeah, so we've had instances where we've had ambulances waiting for upwards of 90 minutes. I think our worst case was about 3 hours we had to wait at one point. You know, the good news, that's not the majority of the time. I would say the majority of the time it's 10, 15 minutes.
On the long trek back to the station, Eberle describes the scene inside the hospital as insanely busy.
I don't know what the wait time even is right now, but you can tell the nurses are incredibly overworked. They're all frustrated because they're just like, why isn't there more hospitals? That's what one of the nurses was saying tonight to me. Why isn't there more hospitals? Why can't we take patients to other hospitals? Because there is no more hospitals in reach for us.
During the trip to the hospital, the patient wanted to go to Brandywine, unaware that it was closed.
And patients, typically when you're in pain or you're agitated, you're a lot more anxious and you're not really seeing things clearly. So to them, time is, you know, the most urgent matter because they're the ones in pain, they're the ones suffering.
Ultimately, keeping patients calm is even more emotionally taxing for Eberle and other EMS workers than ever before. The call is now over. It took 92 minutes to complete, which is just a little more than the average turnaround time these days. The next call we went on that night was even longer. This is the new normal Unless Keystone Valley has two of their ambulances staffed on a given day, their 48 square mile territory can be without an ambulance. The Christiana Care Health System has bought Jennersville Hospital from Tower Health and plans to eventually reopen. But Brandywine Hospital remains shuttered. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.